not going to be there, but also on the ballot in Chapel Hill is Mayor Pam Hemminger, who joins us now in the studio.
I'm laughing that we're crossing paths. I was just at Town Hall.
Oh, right,
and you're
yeah.
over we're, there. Yeah, there we
passing,
go.
Okay. Two ships passing in the night.
Just really busy in town.
Yeah, right.
Just cruising along.
So you've got a giant Arts Mean Business button on.
Art Means Business.
Art Means Business.
Yeah.
He does. He's in the back making deals right now, even as we speak.
Business. There you go.
Arts Mean Business.
Katie Murray, our wonderful Orange County Arts Coordinator, brought together this information that we've never had before about what kind of business does art generate in our community, and it's pretty mm-hmm. astounding.
Is this the $130 million?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
that study from a couple
cool.
days ago. Yeah,
and that so many people come from outside our community, but so many people within our own community are very involved in the arts. We have a high number of artists in our community. We value art, but it means business for us, and that's really cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at increasing that because it's an opportunity. I think it's all part of that Chapel Hill vibe and nature of being creative.
Yeah.
We have spinoff companies, we have art, we have social justice things that we try to lead the edge, environmental. It's all that creative energy, and I just love it.
So without necessarily giving away one of the 37 questions we've got for the council candidates tonight, which we won't all get to, but people are still sending me questions today, and I was like, that's awesome. I'll try to work that in as a follow-up. I've got a list already, and that's a good one. I forgot about that. But one of them might end up being about the arts and what the town can do or the town council can do in the next 2-4 years and beyond to continue to promote the arts and make that an even stronger thing.
So we work with the Visitors Bureau, and we're working with Katie and our own arts commissions and Carboroughs and Hillsboroughs and the county to pull us all together so we can actually work together and collaboratively to make some good things happen. We passed a cultural arts bond. There's a lot of ideas going on right now, and I hope some forward movement in the short term with that. We're getting a new performing venue downtown with the current coming on. Allie, and I'm sorry I can't pronounce his last name, it was with the Pit Comedy. And so we have a Memorial Auditorium. We're looking at more arts venues, and we heard from the chamber event that the people want more music, and we have a lot of music in this town. So how do we make people aware of what we have? How do we increase the things we want to see and hear and do? And that just makes a more vibrant community overall.
Yeah. Can I add a plug for or put in my own request for outdoor music as you're walking down Franklin Street
just to hear music.
Yeah.
I want some more rooftop restaurants that actually have music.
Right.
And we talked about music on the Wallace deck. So we're looking into all this because there's a big space and an opportunity to have some really cool things going on. It was very interesting to hear from millennials talking about gathering space, places to be where you knew there'd be a cohort of people like you. Mm-hmm. And I think we all search for that, people, you know, that we feel comfortable being around, whatever that looks like to you or feels like, a cohort. And music and arts are one of those things that crosses all those cohorts, right? And bringing people together in all kinds of different ways.
Yep.
And I was on the Acklen Strategic Planning Commission, and they are looking at having a bigger art facility. That's an amazing museum. If you haven't been in a while, you should definitely go. It is high quality art. It's open and free to the public. Come on in, take a look, and it's open the second the art walk is this Friday, I guess I'm trying to say. And the Acklen's always on the art walk. So there's a lot of opportunities to see what we have here. The kind of art we have in the Acklen is very unusual for a town of our size.
Yes.
It is. So it's amazing. And so come and see that and check that out. So there's lots of opportunities. And I'm all about, you know, making a strategic plan before you just dive into something and figuring out, although taking advantage of opportunities as they appear, like we did with the Legion.
Yep.
That, you know, appeared on the horizon, something we didn't strategically plan at, but we were able to capture that opportunity.
Speaking of the Acklen, they're building the stickwork sculpture
right now.
This week.
I was walking along and saw that today. It's a lot of fun to walk downtown, actually, and see all the cool stuff going on. And it was a good vibe, even though the weather's kind of very strange.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's October.
So I'll be back out on Saturday.
Still a sauna.
Still 80 degrees, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway.
It's like only 72 today, and the humidity just makes it feel so
hot.
It
feels like you're in a bathtub.
Either that or the internet is lying to me. Let me check this again.
Uh-oh.
It's entirely possible. I'm 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, according to this website that I've got pulled up.
it feels like
85
yeah, it
or
really
more.
Does.
Yeah,
it really
doesn't
does. Well, anyway, come and look and take advantage of the art, but if seeing what it brings to our community and seeing the energy that it fuels and brings along, it was just really impressive, and it was a great unveiling of information, and way to go, Katie, for bringing that all to us. Plus, she had two artists, Daniel Wallace, read to us and a story he's starting. We're like, don't stop.
Yeah, have to buy it.
Yeah, and he hadn't finished it yet.
Oh, God, even better. You'll have to wait and then buy it.
The puppet master was there doing it, and it was just incredible. And this is in our community. That's just really fabulous. Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool.
Really cool.
Yeah. What else is going on?
So last night, I'm pleasantly laughing. The pickleball players came in, about 50 of them.
I was thinking of you yesterday. This was at the town council
yes,
meeting, right?
Yeah.
Earlier today, I was at the Panera. This was on the other side in Durham. And in that parking lot, I walked by a car where the license plate was PKL Ball. It's like, this might be Pam. I'm not 100% sure.
No. Yeah. I play tennis, but my poor body can't handle both at the same time. I will tell you, though, the first ever Chapel Hill pickleball tournament's happening this weekend. That's probably why you saw the car. We have 170 teams coming from many states and from North Carolina.
This was a North Carolina license plate.
Yeah, so they're coming in to play in a tournament, and it's all age ranges, all people types, and so that's what the group was trying to say last night, that not only is this a healthy sport for us to play, it actually connects people to people, that people who may have moved here, who don't know people, who are older, who have retired here, or just looking for that activity to do, connect, because it's a very social sport as well. In fact, they were all saying they're going off to a wine and cheese party afterwards as they left there, but it's been enthusiastic. Over 600 people are on the pickleball network here through the Parks and Rec, so there's a lot of activity going on and a lot of opportunity. They start at 8 o'clock in the morning and they go till about 10:30 at night. Yeah. My son's playing in the tournament. My husband's playing in the tournament.
Nice.
There's a lot of people playing in this tournament. So it's going to be cool.
Awesome.
And bringing people to town.
Amity Station was on
It was last night.
Yeah.
So we've decided to try a process of a subset of the council and a plan to work through a development agreement process. Lots of places, we are very insistent that the public gets to have input. And so this is all going to be worked out. The first meeting will be scheduled pretty soon to meet between the task force and the subcommittee and the developer to start to see where we are. And then the plan will work through a system over a period of several months. So we'll see how that looks.
So for people who don't know about the Amity Station development, this is Bredmans now,
basically, right?
And there's plans to sort of take that out and develop it into something larger, yeah.
And so there's been lots of discussion since we passed the Rosemary Street Guide. Guidelines. And so the things that we know we'd like to see along Rosemary Street, and so that's activation on the first floor at least, something that feels right, something that interfaces to the community, that being north side there, but for any community, when you develop a large project on a major thoroughfare, how does it interface back into the community? We weren't in agreement with the concept plans that came forward earlier, so this is to start again to see what kind of mutual ground there is back and forth. And we did talk a little bit about, we really, on downtown parcels, want to have families or commercial business folks that are here 12 months out of the year. So we're looking to how to make that work. A vibrant downtown needs people who are here all the time. We love our students. We do. But they're here 9 months, and that's our business community. I met with the West End merchants yesterday as well, hearing their concerns about how business was going and what things were looking like and parking as we continue to struggle with that parking paradigm. It's amazing. We keep making changes. We're getting the new meters. We're doing some good things. But is it actually making a difference yet? And that was the conversation. In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. And so the town only owns less than 25% of the parking, so it makes a huge difference. So that's going on. I got the pleasure of going to hear a fireside chat with former Mayor Joe Riley of Charleston and former Mayor Tom Murphy of Pittsburgh, talking about placemaking, talking about being mayors. You have to look long term for the for the life of your community, and you want projects that fit well, and that people say 50 years from now that was a great idea, and and people are moving back to the city. They talked about large companies moving back into cities because that's where the talent is. That's where the people want to live now. And cities
have moved away from the suburban model,
yeah,
right?
They really
Everyone
have.
Wants
well,
to be in the cities.
Yeah. Well, people like the suburban model when they have kids, but they don't plan on spending the rest of their life there. So, they're moving back in. So what does that look like? They were talking about great places, talking about the Greenville, South Carolina model, that great places contribute to successful and livable cities. And that's what we're all looking for, is a livable, vibrant community. And so we were talking about that.
So were you listening to this? And Charleston and Pittsburgh are two really good cities, because Charleston has sort of been really nice all the way through. Pittsburgh went way down, and they've done such a great job coming back. Their downtown's beautiful now. So really two great cities for this. And Greenville is a great example as well in South Carolina. Were you listening to this and thinking, about, like, thinking about downtown and thinking about Chapel Hill and thinking we're on the right track? Or were you thinking, oh, there's this that we're missing, there's this that we're missing?
I was thinking about some of the things we're missing, but some of the opportunities we have, and thinking bold and big and moving forward, and that information about how you keep companies here, how you attract companies in, that you have to plan those livable communities. And being a university town, we're a little bit different from those communities, but we have some of the same challenges, but we have some of the same opportunities. And capturing on what we just talked about, capturing on our art culture, capturing all that creativity and being able to make it, weave it in so that people feel and want to be part of it is huge. But I did love them talking about, as a mayor, you have to be bold. You have to make some bold steps, and you have to get buy-in. They specifically talked about the business community. You need those business community partners to get invested. And that's what happened in Durham, too. They had the business community get invested. It wasn't the city leading the whole charge, but we have to set the vision, and then you get people involved with it who can contribute resources to make it a partnership. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about that. They also talked about how they handled tragedy, specifically Mayor Riley, about the community not setting a fire in your own backyard. Mm-hmm. You know, when a tragedy strikes, you pull together and you...
This is Charleston,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you come together, and he talked about how they handled a couple of events there, and it really struck home that we do a good job of this community of coming together, not only for tragedies in our own community, but those outside. And we need to remember that about ourselves and pull together when these things happen and not be divisive and not be blaming, but pull together, in, especially in those times, especially right now.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I got to have a separate chat with them afterwards, and it was the same kind of thing, talking about that you are the vision setter for the community, working with the public input, working with all that, trying to figure out the best outcome for your town.
Mm-hmm. So, the things that you mentioned that you heard that we're missing in Chapel Hill, what were those?
You and I talked a lot about the music venues,
the
just
music
having
venue, yeah.
People want to have more music. They want things that are more the gathering spaces. People often talk about, why can't we have a lawn like Weaver Street has in front of it, a place to gather? And those are the kinds of things we're really looking at. How do we make those opportunities so that people feel welcome to gather at these places?
Yeah.
And so we're looking at that as well. And so that's the lens we're putting on as we're planning for the future. And last night we talked about the town task force on the town properties and looking at what they called the four corners. I thought that was hilarious. of Rosemary and Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Right there where we own the old town hall,
yes,
and lot two in the one side, and we got Investors Title on the other, and then we got the bank, and how we look long term about making that another not great nexus for downtown. We've talked about placemaking along MLK and then weaving that in as well.
And so town-gown relations too, right?
Yeah,
because, I mean, I remember this was probably 3 years ago now when Mark Kleinschmidt was mayor and we were having this conversation. We had the same conversation about, oh, why doesn't Chapel Hill have a lawn like Weaver Street? And he said, we do. It's McCorkle Place. We just don't use it the same way it's used.
Yeah, and we don't. And the university is really doing well with the Porthole Alley reconstruction, and they're thinking bigger than that. They're putting this in right now, but they're thinking larger, and they're thinking about how it interfaces and how we work together. I met today with Gordon Merkline. We talked a lot about how do we work together to make downtown that vibrant, wonderful place we know it can be, and bring all those aspects of art and cultural things that people enjoy to do, and performance venues, and what does that look and feel like, and bike lanes and walkability and all that. And so it was funny, and talking Joe Riley about Charleston, the sidewalks were too narrow. So people weren't using them and didn't want to walk around downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were, you know, constricted. So if they were going to have to get rid of on-street parking, and they were going to have to make the, you know, the road narrower, which meant delivery trucks couldn't go down it.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things you have to kind of pull together. And we are looking at, we call it a road diet. We're looking at what that looks like downtown, because before the philosophy was, how do we move people through? How do we get them through downtown? Not how do we
bring them to?
Yeah. So it's
move
a different philosophy,
to move to,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are a lot of things to look at, and it's also fascinating to hear. One thing I do like about forums, because they're hard as a candidate, they're hard.
No, I'm mentally making notes as we're talking, like, oh, ask about this, ask
about
this.
You get to hear other ideas.
Yes.
And the questions that are asked by the audience and things gives you an idea of what people are thinking about. And I've been able to reach out back to people who asked questions and said, tell me more about how you're thinking about this. And the same thing with the chamber event. They were wonderful discussions, but I actually reached out back to some of the people we had, I didn't get to have longer discussions with, and say, help help me think this through, because I like to process. So that part, forums are hard for me. You get this question and you have to answer
like
it in
thinking
30
seconds and answer in 30.
And
yeah.
It's like, wait, let me process it. You're gonna get a better outcome if I can put the pieces together and come back with, I won't say a plan, but a focused, you know, kind of response.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fun to hear, what those questions are and who's asking it and sort of get a feel. If you get the same question asked multiple times, mm-hmm. you know it's really on people's minds,
important.
So that's really good.
Well, I was reaching out today to people on social media and saying, what do you want me to ask? And every single question was, where do we put the housing?
Yeah.
Like, that's what people are talking about and thinking about this year. Like, do we build out? Do we build up? Do we build at all? Where do we build? And that's...
And the answer is yes.
And the answer is yes, yeah.
Yeah, there's we talked last night at the town about the possibility of looking at the Plant Road site where mm-hmm. our Parks and Rec, when they move into municipal building, wherever that goes, that's an opportunity and a great location to, because we would like to explore that. We own the land, it's near shopping, it's on transit, it's actually on a greenway, all those kinds of things make an affordable housing project even better,
yep.
you know, and a mix of incomes, not just one type. And so we take those seriously, and we've got the strategic plan that's come forward that's still being tweaked and figured out, so you're going to see a lot more. And again, we took stock of where we were, then we're developing a plan for where we want to go, and then looking for those opportunities. We had the task force, town properties task force, running at the same time to see where we had opportunities
yep.
to partner. And then we're working with the county and Carrboro and all of the nonprofits and some large employers that we all know to see how we can get them maximize those resources out
yep.
there. So it's really cool. And
awesome.
I know that topic comes up every
yeah.
forum, but there's a lot of other topics too.
No, I've got like 37 questions back
yeah.
here. We're not going to get to them all.
This week coming up, the tiny house events tomorrow in Northside. I'm excited. I'm going to see what I don't know, learn what I need to learn, and I'm excited to see. It's a duplex over in Northside of two tiny homes together on a project. The town treasure event is on Sunday. Our town treasures are going to be given their awards for being town treasures. Trying to think what else is going on. We got a joint advisory board meeting for the station area planning. We meet next week as a council, and I got this list here. I'm trying to get it for you. Pickleball tournament, I already talked
about
that
yep.
this weekend. Woohoo! And our Economic Sustainability Committee met last Friday.
Okay.
We looked at our market research about our place nationally and regionally, and we have spent some time talking to postdocs and millennials and got the same similar kinds of responses in order to attract people to stay here after they graduate. So that's the part we miss in town, is once students graduate and before they have families. We're missing that segment pretty mm-hmm. hugely. And so how do we change that stay? You know, how do we have it all? And that's where we're going.
All right. Chaparral right. Mayor Pam Heminger,
good
thank
luck
you so
with your
much.
Forum tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm off to speak.
They
to,
will need it.
I'm off to. I was not invited to the forum, so I'm off to speak at the UNC
NAACP.
Yep. Is holding their own gathering/forum, and I offered to be there, so yep. I'm excited to see that.
And I think Karen Stegman at least is going
to
be
she's
joining
trying
you.
To
she's
going to
be.
I don't
yeah,
know
she's
how you
leaving.
Do that.
No, you don't. So she's leaving us early and going over there, but
okay.
we'll have plenty of time
okay.
to hear from her too.
Okay,
so
great.
All right.